Today is Monday, March 10th, 2008. You're listening to the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name's Dana Pretzer, and here's my daily commentary. Two tragic co-ed deaths last week of Lauren Burke and Eve Carson has resulted in one arrest and now one suspect, or a picture, an ATM surveillance picture of another suspect in the death of Eve Carson. In the Lauren Burke case, reports of the arrest of a man, according to the AP, say that a man arrested after a car and foot chase by police who suspected him in a string of robberies was charged with capital murder in the abduction and shooting death of an Auburn University student. Courtney Larkhart was arrested Friday in Phoenix City, about 30 miles from the campus where 18-year-old Lauren Burke was a freshman. She was found shot on the side of an off-campus road Tuesday night, and her car was found burning in the campus parking lot. Lockhart tried to flee, Phoenix police said, after being pulled over Friday, Auburn Assistant Police Chief Thomas Dawson said. His car matched a description of a vehicle in a string of robberies, Dawson said. When an officer approached the car at the traffic stop, Lockhart drove off. Lockhart, 23, was charged with three capital counts of accusing him of murder along with kidnapping, robbery, and attempted rape. The police won't say what led police to charge Lockhart in the student killing or divulge evidence linking Lockhart to that crime. In the Carson case, we now see an ATM surveillance photo of a suspect that may have been driving her vehicle. It only goes to show that society today isn't as safe as we all think, and you and young students and everyone must take extra caution, extra care when dealing with people, because these sorts of tragedies can turn around and confront you so quickly. And now we see two young people taken from this world too soon, Lauren Burke and Eve Carson, who had their whole world and whole future ahead of them. Young people are our future, and these dirtbags that are taking them from our lives and from our world should face the ultimate price. If convicted by a court and by a jury, then the death penalty, hopefully, will be considered. I'm Dana Pretzer.